Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I was at a symposium hosted by look, y'all should have been there. But I don't know if y'all know Mr. Colin Wright. We call him Colin. He's the founding CEO of a whole foundation of Reentry Network. Look, we was at 2700 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue Saturday. It was very informative, and we had a wonderful time. There were plenty of youth there, plenty of that people. Tyrone Parker from the Alliance for Concerned Men, Ronald Moulton there, from former Peace of Harlots, Yango. So I mean, people there that was very instrumental in mentoring our youth and leading a good path for youth to follow there. I was there, of course. I was former Peace of Harlots myself with several organizations, Growing On, people just want to give back. And I want you to understand that these people were there. They had all the youth interest at heart. They had several youth there who had undergone some changes, and that they were interested in returning their lives around. And I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Corey Wright. You know, he had Terrence Davis there, his program director. He had Tyrone Parker, Charles Thornton, Derek Colbert, Courtney Stewart, and Lamont Carey. Man, these people. Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mr. Cedric Hendricks, the associate director from CSOC. And, if you have a youth out there and he or she is having a problem, a situation or circumstance or condition that is controlling him or her, you need to have them to get in contact with the Hope Foundation Reentry Network Fresh Start Work Transitional Program. These people have, well, they're going to help them. And they're going to see that the people that can help them do help them. We were there from 2 to 5. And it should have been longer, because it was so interesting and never a dull moment. Everybody had something interesting to say, something powerful to say, and something convincing to all who would listen. I encourage any of you and all of you to get in contact with Mr. Corey Knight. Let me see if I have a phone number here for him. I have a phone number he gave me, but I don't know if that's the one he was choosing me to give out on the air. But it's, 202-437-3360. And that's the Hope Foundation. 202-637-3360. And if you hear something on this air that you would like to comment on, give me a call. Call in 646-668-8573. I'm yours truly, Jake Johnson, from A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy. You know, this is a very trying time. You know, I was had the occasion to listen to this TV broadcast here lately, and they were speaking about this Bruce Jenner and the situation that well, I don't know how to say it. You know, They say he finally out of the closet, I guess, or living the life that he or she wanted to live. And, you know, my thing is that he married two or three times, had two or three different wives, and got, I don't know how many children. You know, it's strange to me that making all these babies, that you decide that you want to be a woman way back down, way down the line, and you knew it and were scared to come out and talk about it, or didn't feel the urgency to come out and talk about it, but you let people, you know, or led people believe. I heard him say one time that one of the people came to the garage while he was out there dressed up in women's clothes or something, and somebody came downstairs to bathe it or something. I mean, I'm confused. You know, I guess people that have that type of mentality is too. Because, I mean, once you can change your mind about what type of lifestyle you want to live, my thing is, how about all those people out there? You married three times. I don't know if you told them people that you wanted the same thing that they want or not. Obviously not, because you gave them all babies, from what I understand. I don't know. And going in the garage having somebody catch you putting on female clothes doesn't necessarily mean that you a female. I mean, that type of stuff confuses me. And then if you change yourself, whatever, your lifestyle, if you would, how do you change your birth certificate? What do you put on your birth certificate? You know, you're usually born a male or a female, and they never change your birth certificate. They can't change it because you're born one of the two. The people, I don't know if they thought about that. But, you know, you can change your birth, your driver's license, your facial expression, your body extremities and all that type of stuff. But how do you change your birth certificate? What do you put on your birth certificate? Duo? You know, since everybody's convinced that you were born like that, or a lot of people saying that this is how you was born, how do you get the legislation and I don't know, the courts and God, I guess, to change what you were born as? You say you were born other than what you people perceive you as being. Nobody went back to the doctor and sued them for the wrong gender on your birth certificate. I never heard a doctor going to court for that. And I never heard nobody trying to have their birth certificate changed. So what do you change your birth certificate to? You make the doctor out of a lie. It's something to think about. That's really confusing to me. And if you have an answer for it, please give me a call. 646-668-8573. And I'm speaking to anybody and everybody. And if you one of those who fit in the category, whatever you think that your answer is and the truth is, give me a call and let the world know. Because I'm challenging you to call and tell me how can this be, and tell me how your birth certificate should be changed. Since I've heard people say that they were born like this. This is not something that they want to do or had anticipated doing. This is something that they say that they were born like. And so I know that science and the doctors and all these people, when they give the sonograms and all that type of stuff, they say they put on the sonogram the information that God gave them through you and put it on paper. And that's what's recognized throughout the world. You, male or female, And so, like I said, if you can change your birth certificate, let me know how you can do that. You know, and what would you put on it? Give me a call if you would. 646-668-8573. I would certainly like to know just how that can be straightened out, and at least in my mind, because I'm richly confused about that type of situation. Anyway, let me take this time out to pay some bills, if you would. You know, if you're driving today, I don't know if you can get your car washed today or not. 1 minute it's shining, and 1 minute it's sprinkling, and the next minute it's shining back, and then it's sprinkling again. But anyway, at 1021 Braidway Road, smoke is open all year round. And, you know, for you seniors, you give you a $2 discount. And for anybody, if you want your vehicle sanitized, clean, washed, they do everything over there. And for $5 extra or $5 more, they'll pick up and deliver. They have moderate prices for any size vehicle that you have. You understand what I'm saying? They clean inside, outside, and no machine touches the outside of your vehicle. People do a wonderful job over there. If you want them to pick you up, give them a call. That smoke, 1021 Blaisberry Road, Northeast, address 202, I'm sorry, address. Telephone number 202-396-1275. And that smoke, give him a call, please. And tell him, man, look, y'all come and pick my joint up. I don't feel like driving over there, but I know I need it clean. They got minivan prices. They got large car prices. They got special service. They steam engine, your engine and buffing and all that type of stuff. So give him a call, 202-396-1275. Or just drive on in, 1021 Blaisberry Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. Say it gives smokers some kind of play, because we don't, give enough attention to our black entrepreneurs. These people that's in business, you know, you would go past a black person and go next door to a Chinese store. Not to say that you're doing wrong. You do what you choose to do, but you watch how many times you see the Chinese go into the store next door. Watch. So any store that's owned and operated by black, watch it. And then see where they take their money and send their money to. Right? And there's cousins up there at 849 Upstate Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. You need to give them a call. Because I know that we like to eat. They got a menu up there that's second to none. You hear me? And you go up there and see my dear niece. We call it Baz, but y'all call it Barbara. 202-210-1730. Yes, dear. I'm telling the people about how good Lyle can cook up there, and tell them to come up there at 849 Upstate Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. They got a menu that's second to none, and my niece, not only is she good looking, she's a good cook and a good business lady, and I'm telling you people to go by there. Hey, you know, it used to be Dukes, but that's how I was born and known. But now it's Cousins. And I'm telling you, I've eaten up there several times, and this guy, I'm glad that she got you, because the president might have him. This guy can cook. Come up there at 849 Upstate Street Northwest, and they will deliver. And you'll see my beautiful niece. Call her, 202-210-1730. Ask for Barbara. Tell her you'd like to have some wingettes or some wings. Or look, they got fish sandwiches, dinners, They got side orders, hot dogs, go really red, half smoked burgers. And look, they got smoothies, teas, and they got, look, they got hand-dipped ice cream. They got waffle cone. Look, take, look, I'm telling y'all, y'all going to miss this. Go up there, and look, don't walk by. I told y'all, you know, I detest all black people that walk by a black establishment and go to a Chinese place. And by the you watch how many times the Chinese go and cousin. And watch how many people from cousin go to take a drug and walk past cousin and go to the Chinese place. Go see my niece. I love her to death. She's at 849 Upstate Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 202-210-1730. Barbara, that's my niece. Bab, Bab, I love you, dear. Go, y'all go by there and see my niece, please. And give her some bread. I'm telling you, they got good cooking up there. I'm telling you that. And there's Go Green. All you people, you know how hot it is. It's getting to a point where now that you want to show off your shrubbery and your rose bushes and all that. You know, you're doing your planting this and planting that. And good. Now it's time for the spring cleanup. And so, you see my man, Little Darryl Lewis. Look, they do mulching, sawing and seeding, and planting and pruning, and perennial cutback, light lawn mowing. Look, cause I know some of y'all ain't gonna cut no grass. Tree and shrub fertilizing, disease and inspection treatment. Look, I'm telling you something, and they give you a free estimate. You hear me? A free estimate. Whatever you want to do, they give you a free estimate about it. And I know, my co-host Earl Pope, I had to see what's happening with him, and I'm telling you, Earl said his wife Pat they loved him and talked about him all during the winter, and you know when the snow is coming back, he's talking about how good the work that they did. So Go Green if you would, and give Lil Darryl a play. Call him if you would at 240-370-1789, and or you can call him at 202-396-1179. Call them and tell them, look, man, I need my lawn mowed, because they got two or three people in training out there that they do. And look, by all means, get your car insured. You hear me? Get your, man, yeah, you can't go down and see, man, somebody done tore up something and tore somebody's car. Oh, man, I was on the way to insurance company. Well, I'm telling you now, you need to have your insurance, and there's no better insurance company than Allstate Insurance Company. Now, I'm not Jake with the khakis. I'm with Allstate, and I love Allstate. And I got the best agent in the country. Her name is Andrea Riley, and she's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. Now, Baltimore Avenue in Maryland is Rhode Island Avenue in D.C. So when you cross over the line, then it turn into Riverdale Avenue. I mean, turn into Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. So, look, give Andre a call. They insure your car, your house, your property, your dog. Look, let's give her a call. Say, Miss Ryder, Jake Johnson talking about you so dearly. I've got to have insurance on my automobile or my property or my house or life insurance or something, because this guy really loves the service that y'all give me. She's at 301-779-1120. Give Miss Ryder a call. I dare you give her a call and ask for insurance, and I'm telling you, you have the best deal of your life, and you have the best agent that you could ever have. That's Allstate Insurance Company, and it's Andre Ryder. Not Jake now. I'm not Jake. Don't call me and say, Jake, I did insurance. But you call Ms. Riley, Andre Ryder, at 301-779-1120, and I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to be satisfied with the service that she gives you and the policy that she's going to hook up for you. You know, this woman is phenomenal at the work that she does. And if you want to become an agent yourself, she has the class that she trains people to become an insurance agent. So, I mean, you can't beat that. You can insure whatever you want. Insure your house, your car, your property. I want you to think about it. With just a phone call, 301-779-1120. Look, her name is Andre Ross, and I'm telling you, you couldn't meet a finer agent for working for a finer company. It's Allstate Insurance Company, and they're at 6103 Baltimore Avenue, that's Riverdale, Maryland, and Baltimore Avenue, in Catoya, is merely Rhode Island Avenue on the D.C. side. And you just keep straight on up there, about four blocks after you cross the Maryland line, and there you will see the best insurance company that you could ever be with. So, do Mr. Riley a favor, help her. This is a black oriented person who has entrepreneurship in insurance, and look, she wants to pass it on. She'll teach you also how to become an agent. Go there and give your only job training, and then after you train, she'll think that you found a job doing exactly that. So you can't beat that. So that's Allstate Insurance Company, 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. That's straight out Rhode Island Avenue, if you would. 301-779-1120. Or get your automobile insured, older phone. And I'm telling you that she'll handle that. So, man, just tell her that Jake told you to call. Not Jake with the catcher, man. That Jake with the radio broadcast. Okay? I appreciate you. And I want to give a shout out to look, Mr. Nut Coleman over at the Chateau. I don't know how many times that you rode by there and by the electric company, Petco, and seen cars line up from one end of the bridge to the other end, all the way up through the somewhere up near the traffic light. That's on Fridays and sometimes Wednesdays. But look, I'm talking about Thursday, the day in between. You don't see cars line up on the other side, but you see them line up right in front of the Chateau. And all you see is medical transportation on the side of those vehicles. That's because that's who and what they transport. Mentally and physically challenged people. Out at the Chateau on Thursdays, enjoying him or herself in a magnificent and wonderful way that's safe to them and everybody, and gives them a type of therapy that you don't see given in no other club in Washington, D.C. No other club invites these people out and let them have it. They'll sell no alcohol now. But they give them an avenue of freedom of expression that no other club in the district allows them to have. You know, and then they come from all over. You can come down there on a strap bottom on a Thursday night and just look at all the medical transportation of vehicles that's lined up in front of the Chateau. And you see that they come from different places all over the city. Yeah, you think about that. Because it might be somebody that you know. And one day it may be you. Because that's on Wednesdays now, Breeze is there. Take the two. That's when you see them on the TV on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, so. But tape it on Wednesdays at the Chateau from 6 to 10 o'clock. It's just, you have a wonderful atmosphere, fine time. You want to be on TV, show you how good you can dance. Come on to Chateau on Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, they have happy hour from, I guess, from 6 to 7, 5 or 6 to 7. And they feed you free. I think 7 o'clock, 7:30 or something, and they feed again at 12 o'clock. Free. A good, safe, and sociable atmosphere And all you, I would tell you all you had to do is do a 21, but now I think they don't even want that crowd in there. Cause I know they make exceptions sometimes, I guess. But it's a good place to be, a good safe place to be, and they teach you how to dance if you want to learn how to dance, and it's a good social atmosphere. Never heard no talk about them closing down the Chateau and people shooting and carrying on over there. None of that stuff, because we don't deal with that type of crowd, you know. So come by there on Fridays and say hello to Doug Coleman. And then on the last Saturday of every month, they have a $5 shebang. Everything is $5 on the side, you know, $5 meal, $5 to get in, you know. Certain drinks that were more than $5 would be $5 on that night. So that's the last Saturday in the morning, and your shooter, Mr. Breeze, Hollywood Breeze, will be hosting it. And so make it a gift to yourself to socialize with people who understand what socialization is and how to socialize without being victimized, okay? So go to Chateau and say hello to Mr. Nut Coleman out there. You know, I'm there on Wednesdays. Sometimes I'm fast on Fridays. I need to exercise, and I certainly like to come to that two people give. So, this if you would, just get on out there on a Friday, Wednesday, and the last Saturday of every month, and really enjoy yourself. And you know, if you call in advance, you know they give you a birthday party. You know, I think they. I don't know how to do it. You have to call the Chateau and speak to them in reference to, you know, you want to have a birthday party. They set the tables up for you and reserve the tables and I guess upon request, they bake a cake for you. You know, so, you know, that's, you know, for all practical purposes, that's a good deal. And you have good people that you're dealing with. So my hat's off to Nut Coleman at the Chateau. Love it. You know this is summertime. This is a month, May. We're going into June. And you have graduations and weddings and proms and all that stuff coming up. And so you would need to have some people to help you set this type of stuff up. I have two different types of people here. You know, if you like a flower arrangement, then you want to talk to Miss Enya Gibson. She has what she called Enya Flower Creation. Look, I don't know where she gets the flowers from. Look like they come from heaven, because it's a beautiful arrangement that she gets from the flower creation. And whatever activity that you choose to have, she can set it up for you and have a flower arrange it, okay? So give Andy a call if you will, 202-658-1553. Please give her a call. These bad people need your assistance. You hear what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, you know, we get on the phone, we call the Chinese place, we call this place and order this and that. Man, give these bad people a chance. You know, then there's Kendra. Kendra Lewis, she's a pastor's daughter. But let me tell you something. This young girl can really lay out a place that you want to have your activity done to. I'm just telling you. So, and then she have a younger brother who can help you with situations in your finance office and setting up a situation to help you pay your bills and all. Give these people a chance, y'all. You know we don't help black people enough. Every time you go, just like they said about the bottom of ride of the they ain't trapping them but the black people, sir. But they say white man shot to do. You know, but they ain't trapping the white people stuff pretty much. It was all the stuff that the black people engaged in. So, you know, we have to redo our thoughts. We have to reevaluate our actions. I'm telling you some good stuff, people. But give these people a call if you would. 202-390-9984. Or you can call 301-433-3445. I'm telling you that you will not be. Or call me, and I'll direct your call to these people. Because, you know, this is something that we need and would like to have, and we certainly want to promote all black young people, any black person, really, that's trying to do something legal and that's going to keep their money flowing. Because, you know, we're going right back and bring stuff back into our neighborhoods. Okay? Now, it's Earl Pope, Nate Mine is his man. Nate is up at the Dynamic Wellness up at 402 4th and 8th Street in Northeast Washington, D.C. And so all your herbs and medicines and stuff that's associated with your health, you know, go up and see Nate. You know, then they got a nice meal. They got a nice cooking staff up there. You can't get no pork chops or nothing, no pork ribs, none of that type of stuff. But, buddy, you can get all the health food that you would love to have and drink. So go over there at 402 8th Street, Northeast. That's the Dynamic Wellness. And say hello to Nate and give him kudos. That, you know, Earl Pope, that Earl swears by. You know, so I'm with Earl, and that's my co-host, and that's my man. Now, I need to say something to you about my pastor and how great he is. And of course, this broadcast wouldn't be in operation if not for him. But I'm not speaking about the broadcast. I'm speaking about his ability to be led by God. Ain't what you're talking about. Come by tomorrow night, if you would, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. You call it Pastor Hartfield thing. Second floor. Come and hear him teach what you already should be taught. And then, if you're not busy on Sunday, we have Sunday school at 9:45. And then again at 11 o'clock, we have Sunday services. And you can hear, this is the Elder Prophet Darrell Lewis speak, and you know that it's God has anointed this man. So I'm asking you, 2026 Maryland Avenue, you don't have a church home, maybe you can do this top 10. You see me there, and when you don't see me, you know something's wrong with me. Sure ain't nothing wrong with God. Stop in and give yourself a blessing. But that's what's going to happen if you get in there. Now we're going to have a talk about this Skype vision program that we have. I'm on the last Thursday of this month. You adjust your calendars, because for all practical purposes, I know some of you have somebody that's incarcerated or have been incarcerated and can tell you how extremely stressing it is when you don't have family connections. Nobody visits you. Nobody writes you. Nobody accepts your phone call. Because, you know, they call 14, 15 all the time you pick up the phone. No matter how long it is, it's 15 all when you say, I accept the call. So what we're trying to do with this Skype video, if you have been over to jail, you know now that you got to go to DC General and visit through the screen. Well, that's good in a lot of ways, especially in the manner that I'm thinking about, because I'm not speaking about those people that's housed at the DC jail. I'm speaking about the people that's housed in the federal institutions and private prisons and these group homes that's housed outside of Washington, D.C., where all of our youth and our young people are being sent. The adult, too. Everybody that's a felon. Was he or she being convicted? You can bet your bottom dollar that they're going to be en route from the D.C. jail to someplace unknown later. Then there's the difficulty in how you can visit these people. Past felon, you can't visit for 5 years, and then if you associate with the charge in any kind of way, you can't visit at all. But then, for those who can visit, this is what you have to go through. There's rental car, or gas, transportation. Then there's hotel fee, because usually people leave on Friday. You got to go to work. So you leave on Friday. How are you going to get there? You got to pay. Then when you get there, you got to have a place to stay. And then, before you leave, you got to make some arrangements to have your children taken care of. You got to pay the babysitter. Now, then you might be refused when you get there. Well, this is Skype for video good. You don't have to worry about that embarrassing shakedown procedure. People feeling all on your private parts and rubbing all on you and going through your stuff and all that type of stuff. But with my proposal, this is not going to happen. It was at a birthday party. And last year, for your loved one, this year he's locked up. Under my proposal, you can visit for 2 hours twice a week. Right here in the city. Through video visit. You ain't worried about shaking nobody down. Institution, you ain't worried about nobody bringing contraband into the institution. You ain't worried about searching the building, let the CPU on there or not on there. And if you can't come in there. Why? Because you can be there without going through that physical presence. You can spend a birthday party with them, with all the people that you want to spend with. Get right in there. Just like you do when you talk on your phone. And you see the person that you're talking to. Well, this is, you can wish them happy birthday, have the cake right there, blow it out for them, cut your cake, and share with everybody there. You don't have to worry about how many kids can come here, because all of them can come. And more importantly, why should we have to pay all that money to go visit somebody? And it's never more than twice a month. Sometimes not that often, because people can't afford it. But we're talking about twice a week.
twice a week. So, for 2 hours. You can't beat that. And then you maintain your family unity, your family connection, and the harmony within your family. You know, a lot of kids can't understand why daddy or mom is not there. It's your thinking. That's why I want you to think about it. Is it our fault that they told Lord? No. But see, we just have people in color incarcerated in Washington, D.C. 97% of the people that's incarcerated in Washington, D.C. are people of color. If 97% of them were white folks, we wouldn't have this conversation, because I don't think they would close off. If they did close it, they would be building something right close, real fast. So the white folks would be down Congress and city council and everybody else, jumped up and down. But that's our nation. We ain't going out there. We ain't going to do nothing about it. I remember when they closed the law. They made the decision closed. They don't know nothing home, so they locked out the room. Close the door to pray. So we need this video visit. We need to stay in contact. You might have multiple people that's incarcerated. We had arranged for that too. For you to visit all three of them at the same time, or all two of them at the same time, even though they might be housing different facilities. That's how this program will work. Twice a week. Skype video visit. Twice a week. You can't be there nowhere. So, the last third of this month, I hope you write it down. That's why I'm being deliberate in my approach. 2026. Northern Avenue. Northeast. Apache Hartfield Center. 6:15. Last Thursday of this month. Everybody that's necessary to make this become a reality will be here. And so you need to be here. Because I need your vote and participation, your voice, and telling your congressman or your city council person. That we need the Skype visit introduced by Mr. Jake Johnson from A Nation in Prison. I want to thank you for that. And more important, I know you're going to thank your own self when you see the money that you save and that you go to visit 8 times a month as opposed to once a month or once every other month, and to cut down on the phone on long-distance calls that you have to pay for. Call you, see if you're coming. Call you and see if you got home all right. Oh, that's, you know, that's $30. would you like to do? The last Thursday of this month, I want you to come to 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. That's the Patrick Hartsfield thing. And give me the support for the Skype video visiting program on A Nation in Prison. We want to keep our family together. We want to keep them strengthened and united. And I'm asking you to do that, just that. Come out and support me on the 20th, whatever day it is, the last Thursday of this month. Come on and support me, please. Your loved one, friend, whomever that's incarcerated will bless you also. Give me a call if you would. My cell is 202-779-8113. And I want to give a shout out to my friend, Eddie Pringle, who I had the occasion to meet today on some business. But I have some information for you, Eddie. So if you give me a call, I spoke about this Hope Foundation Reentry Program. You might want to call them and try to get some job information from them. That's 202-437-3360. And maybe your nephew or whomever you're speaking about get a job.
Because they would help.
I just want to say this before closing. Because you all take stuff so lightly. That this Skype video program will help most people in the District of Columbia who have somebody involved with the criminal justice system. Most people. Everybody don't have the funds to travel. Texas, Minnesota. At the end of the world, California. New Jersey, Pennsylvania. All around the country we have our black prisoners housed. And we have to make arrangements to visit them. You don't think they knew that when they closed on? You don't think that they knew that they would be incapacitating and putting another extra burden on us to go visit these people or lose the family connection? You can't say hello to your son, daughter, or nothing because can't nobody visit them. And sometimes you can't call because they don't have a phone. And they've got a phone, they got restricted call. You can't receive long distance call. Because every time you press 5, it's $15. Every time that you want to visit somebody, go visit them,
didn't think in terms of cost. They didn't allow all them babies in there, taking care of two or three. But then you had to make arrangements for them to sleep somewhere also. It's not our fault that they closed Lawton. But don't you believe for a moment that they didn't consider that. And knowing that it would have a tendency to break up some families. You lose motherhood or fatherhood in terms of connection with your child and being available for them to talk to them, wish them happy birthday and Merry Christmas and all that type of stuff. They hug them every now and then. They knew that when they closed doors. So I'm asking you to support this Skype video visiting program that I have introduced. I'm Jay Thompson. I introduced the program for Skype video visiting through A Nation in Prison. Because I've been there. I suffered and lonely when I see everybody going up to the visit hall to live in the place, a state that I was in, not 2 minutes from D.C. And not too often from D.C. I was up at Leavenworth and I heard a guy arguing with his wife about catching a flight up there. Actually threatened. You don't come, I'm going to try to get somebody else to come. She don't mind coming. He didn't call her name, but he said she don't mind coming. And that's something to tell the person. But that's how we do. But I'm trying to keep this family united, connected, And I hope that on the last Thursday of this month that you would be inclined to help me push this through. It's gonna have some city council people here and all the people that can make a difference in this becoming a reality. And we're going to try to be centrally located somewhere wait a minute. Hello, I'm on the air. If you could give me a moment, I will set the sound off, and then I can get back with you. Hello? Yes, I'll call you. I'm going to call you right back. No. I'm on the air. I'm on the air. I'm on the radio broadcast. I'm calling you right back. And so he was calling to broadcast, but he was calling on the wrong broadcast, wrong number. But I'll be right back here on Monday. Live at 6 o'clock, and I'll say this now and I say it then. If you have a situation, a circumstance, or condition, even a substance abuse, that's not becoming to you, then you should be coming to me. We mentor and we are totally against bullying, domestic violence, and we would intervene in crisis intervention. And we certainly would give some type of assistance that we can, in any manner that we can, to returning citizens. You remember, I spent over 40 years incarcerated, 42 years, as a matter of fact. And so I want to give something back. So if you would help me with this Skype visiting video program, and be available on Thursday, the last Thursday of this month at 2026 Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington, D.C. And or you can give me a call at 202-779-8113. Or you can call me right here at the station at 646-668-8573. Thank you. God bless you. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson. I'm sounding off, but I love you. I give you all the honor in terms of how you support me and this radio broadcast. And I trust that you'll be with me next Monday and certainly the last Thursday of this month at 2026 Maryland Avenue at the Patrick Hartfield Center at 6 o'clock for this meeting with these people to try to get this program. Thank you. God bless you. And God knows. Have a good day.